Yeah. Nick DiGilio here in for Steve Cochran, who is taking the day off, and he's taking tomorrow off. I'll be filling in for him tomorrow as well. That, of course, is one of the most recognizable TV themes of all time. What is it? Baywatch, right?
Baywatch.
Yeah.
This was this was a show that you just loved. I really liked it. You guys liked it for different reasons, probably.
Yeah.
Not the storyline and the subplots.
No, it was the subtlety and the acting and the direction that I liked. He was also David Hasselhoff is the star of Baywatch. He was also the star of Knight Rider and has had an amazing career over the past 30 some years. And he's in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most watched actor in the history of television.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. He's done theater, he's done movies, he's done all kinds of things. And his latest project is a television show that you can see on Access TV. And it's called Hoff the Record. I watched the first episode of it last night, and it's actually really very entertaining and very funny. And let's welcome the legendary David Hasselhoff to the show. David, welcome.
Hey, thank you for watching the show. I think you get a real sense of what it's about now, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's hilarious. I got to tell you, David, first of all, when did the Hassel the Hoff thing happen? When did that start?
Hassel the Hoff started back when I was 50, which was actually 13 years ago. They invented it down in Australia where there was a group of secretaries sending emails back and forth penning the name Hoff. So I went down to Australia for the ARIA Awards, which are like the Emmys, and I went on television and I said, well, I got one thing to say, and I came up with Don't Hassle the Hoff, and they went berserk. I'm wearing a T-shirt almost every day.
Yeah,
now.
You wear it. You wear it in the episode that I watched of the show. Tell everybody about the show. It's really very funny, David, and it also shows that you have a fantastic sense of humor about your image and your career, and that makes it all the funnier. Tell everybody what Hoff the Record is about.
Well, I took my image and my career, and everything has been written about me, and everything that people have a perspective or conceive about me. Put it into comedy, and you know, it got to the point where, you know, come on, guys, you know, I'm breaking news now. I thought Obama, they had a picture of Obama, and it came up breaking news, and it was something about me, and then Piers Morgan called me Breaking News Hasselhoff, and we started laughing so hard, and my daughters are the ones that said, come on, Dad, you got to laugh at this. Look at this, you know. You know, you got hammered at home, and you had a couple of cheeseburgers, and next thing I know is it's all over the world.
Yeah.
And that's how popular you are.
Yeah.
In fact, Hulk Hogan called me the same thing. He said, that's how popular we are. We sell tickets. And I said, you know, that's what it's all about. It's about selling tickets. So I played it straight and did what I had to do and got custody of my kids and moved forward. And then I went, you know what, let's take this image and this perception of me and put in a TV series like Curb Your Enthusiasm, and because it's so crazy. Mm-hmm. And then do what people think I'm about and put that in there. And we did. And we had so much fun of a guy who just, you know, is kind of the eternal optimist who keeps walking into his own stuff, but he keeps walking out okay.
Yeah.
And that's kind of who I am. I'm still a dad. I'm still a person. I'm still a guy picking up the phone, doing the radio. But underneath of it all, you know, I have this perception of this larger-than-life personality, a larger-than-life world. And in a way, it's true. I mean, I go all over the world. I do crazy things. I do whatever happens. I do some of the world's worst movies. I do some of the best stuff. But it's all true. So we took the whole thing, put it into a comedy series, and we did 6 episodes and They took off like a rocket. Now we did 6 more, and then Mark Cuban came along and said, I love this show. I love Hasselhoff in it. I want to move it to L.A., and let's go. And so hopefully on Thursday when it airs, we're going to get enough ratings that the people will love it, and we'll keep moving on because I want to work in L.A.
I don't blame you. It's on Access TV, folks, if you want to check it out. It's very funny. I watched the first episode. I got to tell you, David, you're very funny in it, but you have got yourself surrounded by some really hilarious people, from the guy who plays your driver to the guy who played, and I got to tell you, the personal trainer destroyed me. That guy is hilarious. I mean, really funny people. Where did you find? Where did the production find some of these
people? He's about to break out in a huge movie. He visited everybody. The guys who do An Idiot Abroad with Ricky Gervais produced this, and we just went out. We found the best people, best stand-ups, and the best improvisational guys that, and they're all working. And we put them all together, and they were all really honored and happy to work with me. And I had no idea how great they were until we said, okay, let's just turn it on. So what we would do is we would sit into a room and say, now, there's a young boy in my room. His name is Dieter. That's the end of the story. That's all we gave. Yeah. So I walk and I go, hello, my name is Dieter. I said, Dieter who? He goes, Dieter Hasselhoff. I go, Dad. And I go, where'd you get that jacket? And we just improvisation, and we improv, and all of a sudden it turns into gold, and we write it down, and then we make it into a scene, and then we go back after we shot that scene, and we do the improv again, and we look for more diamonds. Most of it's just a bunch of fun and doesn't really work. Yeah. And then we get a couple little nuggets in there that we can run with. But I'm telling you, the driver is great, and I'm so glad you picked up the trainer.
Oh.
We written him in really a lot more because he's so freaking
unbelievably funny. He's unbelievably funny. When he's talking about your ass, I almost fell off the couch. It was hilarious.
Yeah, and he made all that stuff up on the spot. I mean, we're all behind the camera, just like trying to keep from laughing too loud because we were breaking up the take.
Yeah.
You know, but and he's a hell of a nice guy. And then the funny thing about it is, they all are excited about this because they all want to work in L.A., of course, and because it's a better job, it's better money, but it also just reaches the world. And we're about to go. I mean, we've got. Yeah. We got everything. All we need now is an audience.
I think people should watch it. I think it's very, very funny. And I'm glad that you mentioned, because it is, you know, if you wanted to compare it to something like that, it did remind me a lot of Curb Your Enthusiasm, whereas you're playing yourself, but it's not really you, the same way that Larry David is playing himself, but it's not really him, and you're just playing with that image. And I got to say, David, I got to give you a lot of credit for letting everybody bring up a lot of stuff. Like, I really had no idea that even in the first episode, you went right for the cheeseburger thing. And I never thought that would come up, but that was like 15 minutes into the first episode.
I went for it. I just said, you know what? I got to put it out in front, and I got to show the world how I really felt. And that was the first time that I was able to actually tell the world how I really felt, and I did it through humor and through comedy and through my craft. And I was really proud of that because I wasn't on selling some stupid newspaper. I wasn't on CNN where Larry King must have called me 30 times, you know, or Diane Sawyer. Everybody wanted me to come on to talk about some crap about, you know, something that happened in my private home with my daughter. It can't be a break. I said, what are you talking about? It's nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and they turned it into something so big that I had to address it. And
it's very amusing. It's very amusing in the show. I mean, the bit is very, very funny. It's a really terrific show, David. Congratulations on it, man. I hope it's a big success for you. I can't wait to watch the other five episodes. I watched the first one and I'm totally hook, line, and sinker, man. It's very funny.
Great. Awesome. Thank you, man.
And, so Hoff the Record, Thursday night here on Access TV. You can check it out on Access TV, and it starts on Thursday, and I highly recommend everybody watch it. Congratulations on everything, man, your career, your life, getting it all back together and having this really funny show, man. Congrats.
Thank you, so. It's good to be back.
All right, man. Take care.